This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday he was deeply distressed by an announcement Israel will initiate a complete siege of the Gaza Strip following an attack by Palestinian Islamist group Hamas over the weekend.
No electricity, food, or fuel. The humanitarian situation in Gaza was extremely dire before these hostilities. Now it will only deteriorate exponentially.
The Israeli military said it has called up an unprecedented 300,000 reservists and was imposing a total blockade of the Gaza Strip in response to Hamas attacks that killed hundreds of Israelis and prompted retaliatory Israeli airstrikes. As Israel bombards the Gaza Strip, Hamas is threatening the lives of Israeli civilian captives, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Militants say they're holding more than 130 Israeli soldiers and civilians and are threatening to kill a civilian anytime Israel targets Gaza civilians in their homes without prior warning.
Israel has traditionally been very sensitive to hostage taking. So it's unclear how the presence of hostages changes Israeli calculations.
mideast expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Israel essentially has a script for how to take on militants in Gaza.
Except for the hostage element.
It's unclear how many Americans are being held. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Major international air carriers suspended or scaled back flights to or from Tel Aviv after a surprise attack by Hamas militants on Israel over the weekend, saying they were waiting for safety conditions to improve. About a third of flights were canceled on Monday.